Good afternoon. I'm Bob Goldberger, Provost of Columbia, and it's my honor to welcome you this afternoon to the 28th series of Bampton Lectures in America. This lectureship was inaugurated in 1948, and it was inaugurated with an auspiciously titled quartet of talks by the British historian Arnold Toynbee, who spoke on the prospect of the Western civilization. So here it is 38 years later, and we're still wondering. Lecturers since then have included such provocative thinkers as Lewis Mumford on art and technics, James B. Conant on modern science and modern man, Paul Tillich on Christianity and the encounter of the world religions, and Northrop Frye on Shakespearean romance. Well, for such breadth of subject matter, we are indebted to the foresight and generosity of the benefactor of these lectures, Ada Byron Bampton Tremaine, who was born just a little ways up the Hudson in Poughkeepsie, but who lived most of her life in Rockport, Maine. Mrs. Tremaine, who died in 1928 and provided for these lectures in her will, stipulated that the subjects be of theologic, scientific, or hygienic nature, or of art. She was a descendant of the Bampton family in England, and her bequest was inspired by a bequest many years earlier by her ancestor, the Reverend John Bampton, who was the canon of Salisbury Cathedral. He had founded in his will the Bampton Lectures at Oxford University, the first of which predated ours by 168 years. She had quite a sense of history, our Ada Byron Bampton Tremaine. Well, carrying on these two grand traditions, we are privileged to have as our Bampton lecturer this year the distinguished linguist and scholar, Zelig Harris. Professor Harris has been a pioneer in the development of structural linguistics and in the mathematical analysis of linguistics. A loyal son of the University of Pennsylvania, where he earned 3 degrees, the bachelor's, the master's, and the doctorate, he founded there the nation's first department of linguistics. He was accorded that university's highest academic rank, that of Benjamin Franklin Professor and University Professor in 1967, to which he added the designation Emeritus in 1980. Columbia is fortunate that he chose this university as the home for his second career when he retired from Pennsylvania after nearly 50 years on its faculty. He's been at Columbia for the past 6 years as senior research scientist in our Center for the Social Sciences. As one can imagine of a career so illustrious and long, Professor Harris is the author of more than a dozen books and dozens of papers and monographs. He's a member of this country's most prestigious academies and has lectured abroad at international academic congresses in Moscow, at Hanover, and at Oxford University and the University of Paris. For Professor Harris, the relation of language and culture has been a primary research concern, and he's striven to develop a global theory of natural language based on mathematics. Further research efforts have sought to discern patterns of linguistic usage in various scientific disciplines that form what are called sublanguages. The 4 lectures he'll deliver on this series, under the general title Language and Information, will describe for us the subject of his recent work. We are likely, after hearing these talks, to pay greater attention to how our own patterns of speech are influenced by our patterns of work. It was Mark Twain who said that the difference between the right word and the almost right word is the difference between lightning and the lightning bug. Well, Professor Harris might say that that would depend on whether an etymologist or an entomologist was doing the talking. Professor Harris, we await your informed words on the topic today of your first lecture, A Formal Theory of Syntax.